Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Nelly was arrested Saturday for second-degree rape and released a short time later. In the meantime, his accuser is sticking by her story, saying she'd been partying with him before he forced her to have sex without a condom. The 21-year-old Seattle resident claims that she met Nelly at a club in Washington. She and her friends drank at his table, got tipsy. Then she was invited to an after-party, drove off with Nelly's people, and then the woman says she was taken to Nelly's tour bus, where she and Nelly in his room, and he tried to have sex with her, and she said no. Well, she claims that Nelly told her to shut up and said he wanted to have sex without protection, which she said he did over her objections. Now, the woman says afterwards, Nelly offered her money. She declined. And then another woman came into the tour bus and said, you gotta go. She kicked her off the bus and threw $100 at her. Well, in the meantime, Nelly's lawyer tells TMZ, it does not surprise me that she wanted to have her story publicized. That is playbook 101 of a person with an agenda, and clearly she has one. The agenda is money, fame, and notoriety. Well, you know what? This is just heating up, and it is so hard to say in these cases, especially at the beginning, who is telling the truth and who is not. But I can tell you one thing. Stay tuned, because the fat lady's about to sing on this one. And also on Saturday, Robin Thicke's girlfriend, April Love Geary, showed off her growing baby bump on Instagram in a sweet bikini selfie saying, quote, already so in love with you. She captioned the picture. Well, the 22-year-old model announced her pregnancy on Instagram in August, writing, Robin and I are very excited to share with you that we're having a baby. The due date is March 1st, which happens to be also the birthday of the late Alan Thicke. Of course, that was Robin's dad. Well, Robin, who is 40, is already dad to 7-year-old Julian, his son, with ex-wife Paula Patton. And the new parents-to-be started dating a few months after he broke up with Paula in 2014. And then they made their first public appearance together at the Cannes Film Festival in 2015. Well, I don't know if the new couple will get married, but I gotta tell you one thing. The kids are gonna look alike because the girlfriend looks just like Paula Patton's younger sister. And today, voting opens for the 49th NAACP Image Awards and the NAACP Entertainer of the Year. Now, the winner will be revealed during the two-hour special airing on TV One Monday, January 15th, 2018, which, by the way, is our MLK holiday. The six nominees are Chadwick Boseman, Ava DuVernay, Bruno Mars, Issa Rae, Chance the Rapper, and Jay-Z. The voting is open today to the general public, and you can vote by visiting the NAACP Image Awards website at imageawards.net, or you can check it out right here at AURN.com, and we'll have that website and information available for you. Now, this is the only place you can vote, and the NAACP Entertainer of the Year voting closes on November 17th. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.